We're driven by the search for better. But when it comes to hiring, the best way to search for a candidate isn't to search at all. Don't search, match with Indeed. Indeed is your matching and hiring platform with over 350 million global monthly visitors, according to Indeed data, and a matching engine that helps you find quality candidates fast. Ditch the busy work. Use Indeed for scheduling, screening, and messaging so you can connect with candidates faster. Leveraging over 140 million qualifications and preferences every day, Indeed's matching engine is constantly learning from your preferences. So the more you use Indeed, the better it gets. Join more than 3.5 million businesses worldwide that use Indeed to hire great talent fast. And listeners of this show will get a $75 sponsored job credit to get your jobs more visibility at Indeed.com/BlueWire. Just go to Indeed.com/BlueWire right now and support our show by saying that you heard about Indeed on this podcast. That's Indeed.com/BlueWire. Terms and conditions apply. Need to hire? You need Indeed.
What's up, y'all? It's Drewski, and I've teamed up with Mountain Dew to produce a hilarious new basketball podcast called The Dew Zone with Drewski. Learn the backstories of your favorite ballers and celebrities like Jamal Murray.
Did you have, like, a favorite team? Was it the Raptors at the time or no? Was the Raptors even started around that time?
Come on, bro.
I ain't that old, fam. You're talking like I'm 50.
Taylor Rooks, Asia Wilson, and many more. You won't want to miss this. Listen to The Dew Zone with Drewski on Apple Podcasts, Spotify, and wherever you listen to podcasts.
NBA most valuable player, Giannis Antetokounmpo.
Giannis trailing the lob. Ooh. Giannis Antetokounmpo. 1 second. Middleton. Yes! Chris Middleton.
Hey there. Welcome to the Eurostep Podcast Network. As the name implies, in addition to the Eurostep podcast with myself, Ty Windisch, one of your hosts, and the spectacular, ridiculous, all the adjectives I've ever used, Rohan Kadi, we've got something extremely exciting to announce. As many of you are probably aware, Rohan and I first started podcasting as part of the Win in Six podcast that the tremendous Adam McGee and Jordan Trusky put out, and we are beyond thrilled to announce that that podcast is joining this podcast, and it will now be called the Eurostep Podcast Network. Two podcasts, four very distinct voices, one feed. We are thrilled to bring this all together and make this happen. And we've got Adam and Jordan here. So if somehow you haven't heard from these two before, here can be your grand introduction. So Adam, Jordan, how's everything going?
It's going great. I'm from Ireland. If you haven't heard from me from before, that's probably the surprise. You're like, why does he sound like that? but I'm from Ireland, and I talk about the books. I talk about my good friend Jordan.
I'm not from Ireland, but I also talk about the books, and I talk about it with my good friend Adam.
And we've been doing it for quite a while. We've been doing it for like 6 years, very close to 6 years.
Very.
And along the way, we brought all sorts of stragglers in from the cold, Ty and Rowan among them. And look at us now, you know, Paul Rudd voice. Look at us now. Here we are.
The one joy for the Rashad Vaughn draft. Can you explain it?
Yeah, I mean, that was our very first episode, was we reacted to the book's decision to draft Rashad Vaughn. And like most post-draft episodes we've done in our time, as podcasters, we had some feelings. We weren't exactly filled with adulation, with optimism, and hey, we were proven wrong, right? No.
But it's fitting because I really wanted them to take Bobby Portis in that draft, and here we are, full circle. We were all right. Not now, Adam. No Bobby Portis negativity now of all time.
I wanted Kevon Looney. That's all I'm going to say. Wanted Bobby Portis. So here we are. Jordan, you are a master of communication. Whenever I need words arranged in any kind of order, I go to you, Jordan. So with that in mind, with two audiences of podcast listeners tuning in here, break it down for the people. What exactly does this mean? The podcasts are coming together. Does that mean I'm losing one of my favorite podcasts? Does that mean Eurostep listeners, they're going to have to put up with us now. What does it mean for the people?
I'll be the Yahoo Answers RIP in this situation. So we have Eurostep on one side, and then we have the Win in Six podcast on the other. They're still staying the same, but it'll be under one umbrella. But there's no rain coming down. It's just joyous sunshine.
It's like a golf umbrella. It's a strong umbrella.
Yes.
We're all and that umbrella is called Blue Wire Podcasts.
Yes, it is.
Our friendly corporate overlords.
What's a golf umbrella?
It's like a golf umbrella, right? Are we really doing this?
I think it's just smaller.
It's often bigger. And oh, really? They're really strong because, I mean, if you're on the golf course, it could be windy.
But isn't the actual unit smaller?
So it's no.
Oh, I thought it was. Well,
yeah. I mean, the golf bag, you know, it's bigger than a golf club. So
this is me admitting I don't golf.
But you do podcast. So, Rohan, take us through the one huge glaring exception to the podcast staying, you know, distinct and Eurostep still being Eurostep and Win in Six still being Win in Six.
Yeah, like you and Jordan just explained, there's going to be one feed, two separate podcasts, right? Win in Six is still going to stay the same. Eurostep is still going to stay the same. Everyone gets what they want. However, given that this announcement is coming during the most exciting time of the year for the Milwaukee Bucks, a.k.a. the playoffs, we thought we'd do something a little bit fun here. So both of our podcasts, we like to do post-game content for each individual podcast. So what we thought we would do is for each game of the playoffs, we would, you know, have a post-game pod, but sort of, you know, mix it up a bit. Have like host mismatch here and there. It could be me and Adam. It could be me and Jordan. It could be Ty and Adam, Ty and Jordan, Adam and Jordan.
If you're a basketball junkie, then you know there's no better time of year than the NBA playoffs. Twice a week, J.J. Redick is cooking on his podcast, The Old Man and the Three. He has guys come on in all stages of their careers to talk about the league and share stories you won't hear anywhere else, including Devin Booker on why he talks so much trash, Ray Allen's epic free throw competitions with LeBron in Miami, and the moment Tyrese Halliburton knew Pascal Siakam would be a good fit in Indy. In addition to player interviews, every Monday, J.J. breaks down the top three things happening around the NBA with unmatched analysis, not outlandish takes, and is often joined by masterminds of the game like Tim Legler to dive deep on rookie reports, trade breakdowns, and why is mean mugging now a tech? You won't find another outlet that covers the game as comprehensively and with such insight as JJ does it on The Old Man and the Three. Make this your companion podcast during the playoffs. Listen to The Old Man and the Three ad-free on Wondery Plus or wherever you get your podcasts.
And Ty, those are all six possible combinations, if you were wondering.
Rohan is a numbers man.
True.
we're gonna have some fun with this. We're gonna reminisce. We're gonna have good memories of our good times back on Win in Six before the Eurostep was even a thing. We're gonna deliver the best content for you here during the NBA playoffs for the Milwaukee Bucks because this is what everyone out there deserves. They deserve great Bucks content for a great Bucks team who is imagining to have a very, very deep playoff run.
The economy is made up of real people doing real stuff, and it affects everything. Which you obviously know since you're a real person doing real stuff. Marketplace is here to help you get smart about everything beyond the what of the day's business and economic news. We dig into the how and the why with the real people driving our economy. From big tech and interest rates to small businesses and what's happening at the Fed, Marketplace breaks it all down so you don't have to. Listen to Marketplace wherever you get your podcasts.
And just to come in on that, I mean, we're really going to mix it up and we're going to, you know, it's like a baptism of fire for people here. You're going to really get a full taste of what both sides have to offer throughout the playoffs. But like this isn't just for the playoffs. This is not a short term thing. And I'm sure we're going to have a lot of crossovers along the way. We're going to have a lot of fun with this. You're going to get to enjoy Win in Six for what it is. If you've been a long time listener of Win in Six and you love hearing Jordan and I ramble on for 3 hours regularly, kind of get distracted by shiny lights and other miscellaneous things that come into our way. Or if you like the more, you know, punchy and serious minded real basketball analysis offered by Ty and Rohan, you're going to get that too. But I think along the way, this is also something that's going to give us both a chance to play around with some new stuff and explore some new ideas that hopefully will be great fun for all of us, but even more importantly, just big wins for all of you, the listeners.
To bring it full circle, Win 6 is like a golf umbrella in that it's a bigger, longer, to be, I just looked it up, it's 34 inches for a golf umbrella,
yeah,
rather than 26 inches for a normal umbrella.
So you now, taking notes, Rowan?
Just incredible.
Now Jordan is the numbers guy.
One thing that might make sense here, too, I'm going to guess we have a lot of people. I mean, as you mentioned, we've all worked together in various guises, talking books, writing books over the years. So a lot of our listeners are probably familiar with what both sides have to offer here. Maybe they already listen to them. But let's just assume that nobody who listens to Win in Six listens to Eurostep and vice versa. And this is real tribal battle lines drawn. We're turning these people's worlds upside down now. How would you guys explain what you do? Give a general feeling of what, if you haven't listened to the Eurostep before, what people are going to find when they tune in to Ty and Rowan.
I want to hear your take on this, Rowan.
Dang it. This is a very interesting question that I did not prepare for.
We do
listen,
the podcast.
We ask the tough questions on Win at Six.
Yes. No, for sure. You do definitely ask the tough questions, which is something you'll get over there, as you'll explain in a second. But I would think Ty and I, we sort of take a general gauge of what the environment is around the Milwaukee Bucks and try to deliver that in coherent, digestible content form on a weekly basis and biweekly basis.
We pretty much watch every single game, record after one or two of them a week in addition to other weekly episodes, and kind of just go in shorter, digestible episodes, especially compared to our, you know, new coworkers here, but go in on pretty much everything and tell our truths about it, which can be very honest and sometimes draw ire from some people who think we are way too hard on the Bucks and some people who think we are incredible Bucks optimists, which probably
I think you're
means,
all of those things. Yeah, all of those
which
things.
Is which probably means we're somewhere in an unhealthy medium. And I say unhealthy because there's no way it's healthy to consume this much Bucks content, but we do it anyway, so you don't have to. The Eurostep.
Need that on a t-shirt.
It's a long
I
t-shirt.
Think they still have to, though. That's the thing. I mean, you're making out you're doing these people a favor. They're Bucks fans. I don't know if you can do favors for Bucks fans. They're to follow along to know what's happening. They're watching this team. They're going on the emotional roller coaster. And then, you know, you're taking them on more ups and downs. We are certainly taking them on more ups and downs, too. Jordan, what are we? What is Win in Six? How are we going to sell this?
Well, aside from the golf umbrella.
No, the golf umbrella is the Eurostep Podcast Network.
Oh, yeah. But I was just... It was more of like the how long our episodes are.
We have two golf umbrella metaphors going right now.
There's
two different. You got to keep your golf umbrella metaphors straight, Adam.
Okay.
Would we like fireside chats or like I don't know what you'd. How to
I think
it.
there's one thing to say about this. You and I, and probably Ty when he was there, and Rowan when he made appearances, we often viewed ourselves as something of the black sheep of the Milwaukee Bucks media coverage community. And I think we still kind of are that. And we have our own perspectives. We've been doing this for quite a while now. And if you're doing anything about the Bucks for this time, I guess you soften with age. And it's not really your soft thing as much as you're numb at this point. And we are, I guess, somewhat numb. And I think that's done something interesting in terms of the evolution of our podcast. Because we maybe in the past were closer in our structure, in our posting schedule and everything to what Ty and Rowan do so well. But I think as time has gone on, we've become older and wiser. And we are way up in the sky. Viewing this, I find that we don't get too annoyed about most things anymore. Not the things that other people are getting annoyed about. We get annoyed about things that only we care about. And we probably don't get too high on any kind of small bursts of positivity too. We've been burned before, and to any other fan base, this might sound like this isn't fun, but to Bucks fans, I feel I'm speaking directly to your hearts, to your souls. You've been there, you know what it's like. So Jordan and I, we like to have, yeah, somewhat long. We have, people have in the past left, you know, Apple Podcast reviews where it's like the best long form Bucks content out there. Did we ever intend to be long form? Was that a conscious decision? Sure, let's stick with that. Yeah. That's what it happened. We're not always, you know, sometimes pods can be long, sometimes it can be short. We just feel the room. What are people talking about? What's interesting to us? We work our way through it and we have a lot of fun doing so. And one of the things that to me was so exciting about this and teaming up is I think it's great. We all know each other really well already. We've got this great chemistry and I think we will be able to mix and match and cross over in a way that will give listeners on all sides exactly what they've been looking for. But I also think we are doing something that's a little bit different to each other and it's going to round out the experience. I don't think someone is necessarily going to feel like, oh, I listened to Tyne Rowan talk about that game already. I don't necessarily need to hear Adam and Jordan talk about it. Like, yeah, that's true. No one needs to hear us talk about any game, but we're going to talk about it probably in a pretty different way to use guys do most of the time.
Yeah, I like the distance perspective. I feel like that's a great way to put it. You guys are like up in some sort of an airship orbiting mm-hmm. around the Bucks planet, and Rohan and I are in like motorcycles zooming over the terrain, inspecting Axel Toupin's 40 seconds of action guarding an inbounder. I tweeted about this today. That's how granular we may get about the Bucks. And I feel like you guys are just, it's like Doctor Strange. It's a different level of comprehension. So I'm really excited for the kind of mixing and matching that the Eurostep Podcast Network is going to provide. There's going to be so much Bucks content, but it's not, like you said, it's not like, oh, here's our post game, and then here's the other post game. It's definitely going to be a lot different approaches than that.
I mean, there's other things too. Like one of our most popular things is our mailbag. Our mailbags run long. We take everyone's questions as long as they're books related and not going to get us in trouble with anyone. and that's a real staple. I know you guys, like famously, you know, the home of the Bucks stock market.
Mm. Yes, Bucks stock market CEOs. There's two of us, two CEOs. Don't question that. But, yeah, we have the Bucks stock market. We do episodes on Locker Room every Sunday or Monday where we chat with listeners and get them on the show a little bit and discuss whatever's going on with them. So, yeah, a lot of different kind of episodes. We rarely do mailbags, so I feel like you guys have the market cornered on the mailbags.
I'm glad to hear it. Because, you know, we don't need any conflict seeping in this early. So it's good. We've clearly marked our territory, Jordan. The mailbags are going to remain ours.
And to bring this full circle, it's just, this is a great way of summarizing why this is such a fantastic idea and why we decided to put this together. Because all of this content is going to be under one singular feed. And for all Bucks fans, you're going to enjoy every single episode of it. Because as we've just explained, you're going to get different perspectives. You're going to get different types of content. You're not going to be seeing the same thing twice, like Ty mentioned. You're going to be getting distinct individual content from different perspectives all under one podcast feed.
I think we should say full circle a few more times.
Yeah, throw in another full circle.
Let's take this thing full circle and say full circle again.
a lot of circles.
Yeah, I think that about covers it. I feel like it's going to be easier to comprehend in practice than it has been for us to explain it, which probably isn't a great judgment on us as podcasters, but that's okay. We usually don't explain podcasts. We explain basketball. I think that comes easy to us. And you guys explain all sorts
of things. Golf umbrellas.
Yeah, golf umbrellas. That took a little bit. There was a learning curve there as well. But I guess the TLDR is a ton of great Bucks content, one place. Everything that we do podcast-wise, outside of like guest appearances, and even some of those, will be on this new Eurostep Podcast Network feed. If you're listening to what was formerly just the Eurostep, you're done. You already did it. You're subscribed somewhere. Congratulations.
Hopefully.
Yeah, hopefully. If not, you know, do that right away. But definitely make sure, if you haven't done this, to rate and review 5 stars on Apple. Let's get this new show trending. Let's pop off. We're going to have a bunch of new subscribers coming over from Winning Six. The buzz is going to be extraordinary, probably front page of the New York Times, who can say? So let's capitalize on this. Everybody, if you haven't left a 5-star rating and review, go do that. But yeah, I think is that it? Is that pretty much it? Do we have any golf umbrella updates or?
No, I think we've come full circle in this episode.
There we go.
Well, it's, as listeners of this feed for a while know, there's only one thing left to happen. Rohan, take it away. It's outro time.
Yeah, so thank you everyone for listening to this, what is this, a trailer, an explainer episode of the Eurostep, explaining the new Eurostep podcast network. Oh, that's so much fun to say. Fun to say, still under the Blue Wire umbrella, I'll say. had to throw another one in there. If you are listening to this on the Win at 6 feed, you know, it's GYROstep, Eurostep, you know. Appreciate the pun in there. So make sure to subscribe. Like Ty mentioned, leave a 5-star rating and review. If you are new, we do have a Discord if you want to join that. If you can tweet any of us, all 4 of us, you can tweet us and see if you want to get in the Discord. Just, you know, tweet us a picture of you listening to the new Eurostep podcast.
A screenshot. We've made this mistake before. Somebody did
Both are accepted.
I did get a selfie once of someone with headphones. And I was like, I should have said screenshot, but that counts.
Yeah, screenshot of you listening, a selfie of you listening. Just either works. So make sure to do that, and we'll get you in that Discord. Yeah, make sure you check out all of the great content across the entire Blue Wire Podcast Network. Stay safe, everyone, and we will talk to you next time.
Whether you're a world-class athlete or a podcaster like me, we all understand the importance of mental and physical well-being and proper recovery for top-notch performance. That's why I'm excited that Unified Healing is sponsoring podcasts on the Blue Wire Network. Unified Healing is a new and super innovative global network of wellness centers powered by Energy Enhancement System, or EE System. If you haven't heard of the EE System yet, then you'll want to listen up. This technology promotes wellness, deep relaxation, purification, and rejuvenation. Wherever you are across the globe, access to a center is easy and affordable. Interested in experiencing the EE System technology for yourself? Go to unifiedhealing.com/bluewire to learn more and find a center near you. That's Unified, UNIFYD, healing.com/bluewire. No material or testimonials on the Unified Healing website are intended to be viewed as medical advice or a substitute for professional medical advice, diagnosis, or treatment. Always seek the advice of your physician or other qualified healthcare provider with any questions you may have regarding a medical condition or treatment and before undertaking a new healthcare regimen, including EE system.